Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mayor D.C. Reeves of Pensacola always joins us on a Wednesday. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be there.
Always good to have you. Let's start with the problems first, because I know there's a lot of people that are anxious about this. The airport, as I understand it, we are still not with lights because the work could not be done yesterday because Ken Eibold said that the weather interfered with them being able to get in there, which is very understandable. So we are still where we have been both Monday afternoon and or Monday morning and Tuesday morning, which is hoping, fingers crossed, that we can get the lights back on today, therefore resume normal operations on the one runway tonight. Is that right?
That's correct. And as we mentioned yesterday, the contractors that were actually currently working on the scheduled north-south repairs have been pulled off of that to come help with the east-west, of course, because of the timeliness and the urgency to get that up and going. So, yes, you can't have anyone in the airfield when there's lightning in the area, no matter what you're doing. So that certainly was not helpful for our efforts, but we'll continue to regularly update with Ken and myself and try to keep people as apprised as we can. I mentioned in press conference, some folks have mentioned, well, why don't you just stop the repairs on north south runway? As you can imagine, it's not as easy as that. If it was, we would do it. There's going to have to be some work and some things done. If we were to get to a point where we thought this was going to be any longer term than what I would call day to day right now, of course, that's something we would entertain, the second that we see fit. But at the end of the day, we're double timing it. We got our staff, we've got contracted staff out there, working in as fast as they can.
I mean, the analogy I would use is imagine you're doing renovations on a house in which, for whatever reason, you happen to have two kitchens, and one kitchen is, being totally revamped, and the other one you have a fire, and you can't use that kitchen. Well, you can't just reactivate the first kitchen all that easily. It's not that simple to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You could with some time, but it's just not that simple to do. One question I do have, though, and I've heard this from a couple people, is they're kind of critical of the way this was handled in terms of the information flow, because we really got this very cryptic note on Monday that nobody understood what was going on. We kind of had to pry information out yesterday to figure out what was going on. By the press conference, things got a little bit better. But, this was a known as of Monday morning at 1 a.m. that the lights flickered and went off. And it seems like a better job could have been done, at least to tell people in a preliminary way, hey, here's what's happening. Here's what we know. Here's what we don't know. Here's what we're trying to do, so that travelers wouldn't be sort of caught by surprise Monday afternoon finding out that things got canceled that day. Your thoughts on the way information flowed on this?
Sure. Well, look, my background, I always have a high expectation of how we communicate or over-communicate. So certainly those concerns are understood. And as I said, I have a high expectation for myself and our administration always on that. And we could always, certainly we could have done that better. But also, just to put this in context, understand, let's use your kitchen analogy. If we think all we need is rich and it's a quick fix, we're probably not going to tell everybody at noon, we're thinking that it may or may not close, because remember, there's a lot of dominoes that happen. When you start to even mention the word might close or might cancel flights, it's a pretty sensitive, there's a lot of decisions that are made, a lot of consequences are made when you speculate things as well. So that's not, I totally understand the frustration of folks. I totally get it. I've been in tough travel situations before. We all have, and it's very frustrating. I certainly sympathize with those folks, but understand, obviously, if we knew that this was something, at 1 a.m. Monday that was going to be multi-day, we would have, of course, announced that at the moment. So, that unfortunately, that's the difficulty of the situation is less what the actual repair is and the fact that there, it's electrical, so one thing turns on and the next one turns off. And, there's some procedure to this that makes it even more difficult when you're trying to administer it on a runway. So, that's, I would say, where our lapse in communication was is, the hope is that we get this thing done, before. And actually, I just had a conversation right with our airport right before I got on with you. And we had that exact conversation to say, we're going to be able to, we want to sequence information better today, whether that's here's where we are, 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and, get that word out as soon as possible. So certainly something we can always do better.
Yeah, and I appreciated the explanation yesterday that, you know, it was kind of like, well, we thought it was going to be able to be done and we didn't want to panic everybody. And then as soon as we knew it wasn't going to be done Monday, that's when we let everybody know. And I get that. There's a cost benefit to, you know, deciding when to release the information. And do you panic people or concern people when you don't need to? We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. One of the other big news items this week is we've got the second now grant for American Magic to work on the Warehouse 10. So, I know you talked about this extensively yesterday in your press conference, but there is now a legitimate possibility that we would have a America's Cup in Pensacola Bay if this team can win when they go to Barcelona. Is that right?
Absolutely. And my joke has been, you know, our chances of hosting America's Cup in Pensacola, Florida have gone from 1 in a trillion to 1 in 4 probably, over the last week or so. Just a huge win for us across the board, 150 plus jobs, and potentially growing around manufacturing, $105,000 average salary, which is the highest, that Triumph has ever been, had in front of them and approved. So very excited about that. The team loves being here. The leadership loves being here. And, you know, remember, there's two important things to this as citizens. Number one, you know, between the 8.5 and the 3.9 from the governor, you know, that's $12.4 million. That's enough to fund, which is improvements to our building, you know, at the Port of Pensacola. And so, yes, it's to suit the tenant, but, you know, those dollars are not going to new sales. They're going to, improve our warehouse, Warehouse 10. So that, you know, there's a double value there to us. And you know, I'm really, really excited about the future. And we don't get opportunities to say we're the best in the world, the best in the country at something very often. And that's, with their presence here, we can legitimately say that. And certainly can say that if we were to host America's Cup. So, yeah. I mean, it's a real thing. And you know, we should all be on every Jumbotron at the stadium or whatever come fall 24. You know, we all have a very deep rooting interest now in American Magic winning America's Cup.
Absolutely. And I very much appreciated what you said about how those jobs are relocating jobs. They're not new jobs, but there's tax base, there's spending, there's, you know, re-employment opportunities when they take on new people, and also the collateral benefits of developing the infrastructure. And I will say this, I think the biggest challenge that we would run into, it's a great blessing and a challenge, is that if we had, you know, if they win, if we move the America's Cup here, that the biggest challenge you're going to have is limiting access to the pedestrian walkways on Three Mile Bridge that will offer unbelievable views of this racing right. environment. That's probably going to be a good challenge. One thing I know it's a complicated topic. It's not a very TV or radio friendly topic, but the business with Casks and Flights and the amended ordinance change that you put into place, can you maybe just explain to people very briefly what the difference is now, how they're able to operate, and what was the concern that sent off this one-sentence amendment?
Right. Yeah, I'll try to do that in one sentence. Ultimately, all the amendment did was the new classification of restaurant, which is that 25 to 150 seats that we had already voted on, that classification just has a little additional layer of clearance that they can't be within 500 feet of a residential zone or a school. So those are already kind of limitations that are tied to the liquor license, the 4COP already. So just consider a little bit of a step one is to say, if we were going to have any unintended consequences of this new classification, that would help protect some of that a little bit. And that's something we could always unravel if we start to see that there isn't any issue. But we looked at the map of where these places could potentially go all over the city and felt comfortable. But we were trying to kind of offer that as an olive branch to the council with some of the folks that had some concerns. So that's all it really means is the amendment is just a little additional layer of any anxiety or concern that this new classification would somehow, you know, affect residential areas, schools, et cetera.
The political diplo speak that people have been using more recently, in my opinion, is the, you know, I have a comfort level, and putting that sentence in maybe didn't change any practicals on the ground, but did bring a comfort level to the city council members who were concerned about that, which I appreciate. I did want to ask you before we get to the lightning round, you've been very involved in the school district and, you know, in working for the appointed superintendent as opposed to the elected. And we've had a lot of conversation about about this. As you well know, last night, the school board got chastised heavily by the state, and then they did approve the charter school USA for Warrenton Middle, and then they turned right around and 3-2 fired the superintendent, declined to extend his contract, however you want to say it. He left the room. I mean, it was in practice a firing. Your thoughts about this level of turmoil and you know, what's going on with the school board right now?
Yeah, you know, certainly I've got enough irons in the fire on our side and can't really speak to a lot of the specifics of that turmoil. But sure. I will say, you know, this is you know, not very unpredictable in terms of the desire of two school board members to oust the superintendent. That being said, as I said to that same board and as a advocate of the appointed superintendent format, that's what they were voted in to do, and doesn't mean I have to agree with it. It just means at the end of the day, the value of the appointed superintendent is that if you feel if the board is so moved to take action, they can do so. And then an elected, you couldn't. So I've told you, you know, I feel like the irony is, oh, well, because of this, we should go back to elected. Well, no, if this was the right move for the school board and they believe that that's the right move, that's why they're able to do it now, not 2 years from now. So this is why this mechanism should work, and now the school board has an opportunity to put who they believe the best person in the United States of America qualified for this job to come in and lead the school board in the right direction. So I don't necessarily agree with the move, and again, I believe very predictable given what the behavior we've seen over the last few months from a particular school board members. But, you know, we are where we are, and in that respect, I believe that this format gives us the opportunity to you know, do what we think is best for the kids of our county.
Yeah, this is the power that was created by the referendum, I mean, clearly. And I agree with you. I don't think it was done well. I think it should have been done through regular order, not as a sudden add-on. It should have been done at the next meeting, maybe in June or something like that. But this is literally the power that was granted to the school board. Let's hope they use it wisely going forward. The lightning round, we always like to end with this. All right, in your house, do you park your car in the garage or in the driveway?
Oh, driveway. You know, garage is just storage. You know that.
I don't know that. I use the garage for the car because that's, you know, my way. are you a front end to the house or front end to the street? Do you back in or pull in?
Pull in. Yeah, I'm a pull in. And, right. And just side note to that, if you, I have plenty of 2022 DC Racer Mare things in my garage. If you had a
if I want to borrow some, I got you. Socks. Before pants or socks after pants?
After. Yeah, that's 100%. Yeah.
Civilized man. I appreciate
that. Now, I may go sock shoe. You know,
oh, depends, but, wow. Okay, so that's a little unorthodox, but it does save on the, you know, the foot of orientation, I will put it that way. So I understand that as a process, man. And then the last one, when you're eating an apple, do you bite on the North Pole, the equator, or the South Pole first?
Always equator. Yeah. I go. Okay. Yeah. All the way around.
All the way. Oh, so you bisect it first and then you work on the upper northern and southern hemispheres.
Exactly. That's the best part. You got to start with the best.
DC Reeves, our mayor for the city of Pensacola. Sir, we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. As always, thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
And kudos on the triumph win and the American Magic stuff. That really is big, great news. So thanks again for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're excited.